لخمسة اطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة، المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما.
Association of Shiism with Imam Jafar al-Sadiq.
اطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة، المصطفى
Sayyid Sultan al-Wa'idhin al-Shirazi, Shias believe in the 12 Imams. Then why is Shiaism associated with the name of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq and called the Ja'farid sect?
Every prophet, in accordance with the divine command, appoints his successor. Muhammad declared Ali to be his successor and ordered the community to obey him. But after the death of the prophet, the caliphate was seized by Abu Bakr, Omar, and Uthman. During their caliphate, except during the earlier days, Abu Bakr and Umar consulted Ali on all matters and acted upon his counsel. Moreover, the great ulama and eminent scholars of other religions who came to Medina in search of religious knowledge were completely satisfied with their discussions with Ali. Throughout his life, Ali continued to serve Islam in many ways. After his martyrdom, when the Bani Umayyah became rulers, the imamate was cruelly suppressed. Imam Hassan Mujtaba, Imam Hussein, Imam Zain al-Abidin, and Imam Muhammad Baqir were victims of the extreme cruelty of the Umayyads. All roads of approach to them were closed, and except for a few of their followers, others could not benefit from their knowledge. Every one of them was murdered. In the beginning of the second century after the Hijra, however, under the heavy pressure of the atrocities of the Umayyads, the people rose up against them. Bloody fighting ensued between the Bani Abbas and Bani Umayyah. While the Bani Umayyah were busy defending their own ruler, they could not continue their oppression of the Ahlul Bayt. Accordingly, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq emerged from the seclusion imposed by the Umayyads. He instructed people concerning religious laws. 4,000 lovers of knowledge gathered around his pulpit and quenched their thirst from the holy imam's limitless ocean of knowledge. Some of his chief companions have recorded 400 doctrines which are known as Usul al-Arba'mi'atayn, meaning the 400 verdicts. Yafi'i Yamani wrote that Imam Ja'far excelled all others in his knowledge. Jabir ibn Hayyan Sufi wrote a 1,000-page compilation listing nearly 500 booklets based on the teachings of Imam Ja'far. Some of the great Sunni jurists were also his students. Abu Hanifa, Malik ibn Anas, Yahya ibn Sa'id Ansari, Ibn Jarih, Muhammad ibn Ishaq, Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Sufyan Thawri all benefited from his immense learning. This great flowering of learning occurred at this time because the Bani Umayyah obstructed the way of his ancestors, and unfortunately, the Bani Abbas would restrain his descendants from speaking freely. The reality of Shiism was unveiled, and the merits of Muhammad's progeny were proclaimed by Ja'far al-Sadiq. Accordingly, this sect became known as Ja'fari. But there is no difference between Imam Sadiq and any of the four imams among his ancestors, and the four imams who preceded him, or the six who came after him. All were divinely commissioned spiritual guides. Although both friends and enemies recognize his excellence in knowledge and perfection in all merits, your predecessors refused to treat him as the most learned theologian and perfect man of his age. They refused to recognize his school of law along with the other four schools, even though he held the most exalted rank in learning and devotion, as admitted by our own ulama. Since he belonged to the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet, he had a right to receive preference over others. In spite of these factors, your fanatical ulama have shown such callous disregard for the progeny of their prophet that your high-ranking theologians, like Bukhari and Muslim, would not even record hadith from this faqih, or the Ahlul Bayt. Moreover, they did not quote hadith from any of the Imams or Sadat of the Holy Progeny, Alawi, Husseini, Abidi, Musawi, Radawi, or from such ulama and jurists like Zayd ibn Ali ibn Hussein, the martyr, Yahya ibn Zayd, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Hussein ibn Ali, Yahya ibn Abdullah ibn Hassan, and his brother Idris, Muhammad ibn Ja'far Sadiq, Muhammad ibn Ibrahim, Muhammad ibn Zayd, Abdullah ibn Hassan, Ali ibn Ja'far Arizi, and others, all of whom were outstanding ulama and jurists and who belonged to the family of the Prophet. On the other hand, they have quoted hadith from people like Abu Huraira, whose character is known to you all, and from the great liar and forger, Akrama the Kharijite. Your own ulama have confirmed that these men were liars, and yet they accept their hadith with all their hearts. Ibn Bayt writes that Bukhari has quoted as many as 1,200 hadith from the Kharijis and Nasibis, like Imam ibn Hattan, the admirer of Ibn Muljam, the murderer of the commander of the faithful. The followers of Imam Azam, Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, and Imam Hanbal consider them pure Muslims, though none of them belong to the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, and every one of those sects is free to adopt his own ways, though there are great differences in fundamentals as well as practices among them. How regrettable is it that they call the followers of Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq infidels? And in all places dominated by Sunnis, including Mecca, about which Allah says, whoever enters it is free, they are not free to express their faith or to perform their prayers. So you good people should know that we Shias are not the cause of differences in Islam. We have not brought about disunity among Muslims. As a matter of fact, much of the disruption appears from your side. It is you who call 100 million Muslims infidels, although they are faithful believers along with you.